If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to John chapter number 5. John chapter number 5. Just going to look at one verse here tonight, briefly, and just try to give you what God's laid on my heart. The Bible says in John chapter number 5 and verse 24, the Lord Jesus, it's in red writing. Verse 24, I like that red writing, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. You know what that is? That's Jesus talking to you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Think about that. Jesus Christ, our Savior, talking to you.
Amen.
Amen. That red writing. Praise God. 24, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you. He told you He's talking to you. Amen. He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God be my help, on this thought. If we could only believe. Amen. If we could only believe. As we look at this tonight, and I was thinking about everybody around us, and even a lot of our families and friends, lost people, a lot of folks is trying to do right. Amen? Wouldn't you say that's right?
Yeah.
A lot of people we know, good people, and they're trying to do right. Amen? Everywhere you look, people are trying to do right. But you know what? Where we mess up, we need to quit trying to do right and just trust in the Lord. Amen? I was thinking as I was sitting up there this morning and it was a pouring of rain, I thought, well, glory to God, amen, what a day, amen, just to just snuggle in there with the Word of God and begin to meditate upon Him, and He just began to love me up real good, and I began to think about, you know, that nice cushion chair I got out there in the study, and I was thinking about the good God of heaven, and I was thinking about that roof over my head with them shingles on it, so if they let no water got in, you know, we take a whole lot for granted. But you know what? This morning I crawled out of there and I went out there to my study and it would begin to drizzle and sprinkle rain. And I said, glory God, I'm glad I got a place. But you know what I thought about? As I was feeding the donkey and the goat and trying to take care of critters early this morning before I went to study, I prayed God, I think, you know what? We take a whole lot for granted. You know what I did? I got to thinking, you know what? I put a lot of faith, a lot of trust in that little old study, that roof over that thing. I trusted to stay up there, number one, and not fall in on me. Say bad.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I didn't build it. Amen. But I trust that thing to step, and pray God, I trust them shingles that fell on that thing to keep that water from running down on me. Amen. What we do, we trust that roof. We trust this roof tonight to keep us dry. Amen? We trust it, don't we? Now let me say, when you come in tonight, amen, ladies, you come in, most times ladies come in before the guys, you go down and you find your place and sit down. Did you ever stop to think for just a minute, well, I wonder if that pew will hold me tonight? Now, I'm not saying nothing. I'm not trying to say anything. But you just wonder, do you ever stop that? Is it going to hold me up? Or when I sit down, is it going to just fall flat? So you go in there, and well, old ladies usually come in first. Amen? So you sit down there and you trust that pew to hold you up. But then along comes hubby. Amen? And he comes thumping in through here like a Sasquatch. He eases up there and plops down beside you. But you don't say, oh, wait a minute. I hope this thing holds. Oh, I hope it... I hope it's stout enough to contain the load. But no, we don't do that, do we? We put our trust in the roof. We put our trust in the trusses. Amen? We put our trust in the pews that it'll hold us up. Amen? We get in our car and we'll fire that thing up. We'll shut the door, fire it up, put our seatbelt in. We'll jerk that thing down and drive. And we trust that thing to take us down the road at a breakneck speed, ladies. And get us where we're going. Amen. We trust it to. We just assume that it will. But you know, it's a sad thing tonight that we'll put trust in just about everything around us, but we will not trust God. It's time, youngins, that God's people begin to trust God. It's time we come to a place, amen, where we realize it's not these earthly things, but praise God, but it's the heavenly things. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and 8, he said that it's as an arm of flesh when we put our trust in the worldly things. He said it's like an arm of flesh. Amen. We need to quit putting our trust in the arm of flesh, praise God, and get our trust back in God. What's happened in our country, in our nation, our families, our homes, our churches, is we've taken our trust from God and we put it on somebody. Amen. It may be a person in the family. It may be a representative. It may be somebody like that. But we put our trust in him instead of putting our trust in the Lord. Amen. Let me just say this. You young people, put your trust in the Lord. For everything you endeavor to do, put your trust and your faith in the Lord. Amen. Ask him to help you with all that you do and trust him to get it done. To help you to accomplish those things that you need to accomplish. We've got to trust the Lord. Amen. Like I say, we put our trust in everything else. But it's time to get back to trusting in the Lord. Because he's made provision. He said that he's the one that can be trusted. He's overcome all the obstacles. Amen. He's already attained victory, glory be to God. He's already angels on the other portals of glory that shout the praises for eternity. Amen. Because of what Jesus has already done. Amen. So it's time to just put our faith and trust in the Lord. Trusting in him. You say, who do you trust? Trust in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Trust in the Lord. He's our only hope. Amen. Look at Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 2. Hebrews chapter number 2. He gives a good example of this right here. Let's just start back in verse number 9. Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 9. And it says, but we see Jesus. Amen. Do you ever see him? Do you ever see Jesus? You know what that word see means? It means to look with regard. Amen. It's to really seek to see him. He said you'll see him. You'll find him if you seek him early. You'll see him, praise God, when you get to looking for it. He said, but we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God, that's that unmerited favor. Amen. Should taste death for every man. That's whosoever will. That's every one of us, praise God. It don't get no better than that. He said, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Now the captain of their salvation, that's the one that leads the way. That's the one that goes before us, praise God. I want to say we've got one tonight, Brother Don. He's went before us. He goes before us. He'll always be before us. He's the way, praise God. He's the truth today. He's the life, glory God. And if we miss him, praise God, you miss it all. But with him, glory God, we have that blessed hope, praise God, because he's endured the suffering. He's paid the price. He made our salvation perfect. Through suffering. What does that mean? That means there's nothing else that has to be done. Jesus has finished the work of Calvary. Our sin was nailed on the cross, praise God, and he paid the price for every one of us so that we could go free. Amen. Our debt has been paid in full. Amen. Praise God. He said, he goes on in verse 11 and says, for both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. Amen. So what he's saying here, that we're all of one. We're all of the Father, praise God. We're all of that same spiritual family. We're that same bunch of people, praise God, that God has called out unto himself. that he called out. He said, hey, listen, I want you to be on my side. I want you to be on my family. He called us out of our sin, called us into the marvelous light. Lord Jesus Christ saved us by his grace, amen, and put us in the family.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. We should never hold our head down. We should never bow our head down, praise God. We ought to hold our head high, not in a snobby way, praise God, but in a way that gives God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. See, I'm no better than anybody else. Bible says we've all sinned. We've all sinned. Can you say it with me? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Every one of us. Just old sinners. But sinners saved by grace. Amen. It's the grace of God. Amen. Praise God. He said it's sanctified. He said for which cause? He is not ashamed to call them brethren. He said we've been sanctified, set aside by the grace of God. God Almighty come to us, showed us we is lost and undone without God. Listen to me, youngins. He said, hey, listen, you're lost. You're going to die and go to hell. I didn't make that place for you. I made a place called heaven. I made a place, amen, for your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life so you can enter into a place that I prepared for you, glory to God. You need to stay away from hell, shun hell, stay away from that mess, and follow me.
Amen.
So I made it perfect through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's both sanctified. Sanctifies, and they who are sanctified are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. The Lord is not ashamed to call you one of the family.
Amen.
You think about it. Praise God, I don't deserve that. I'm in a family of royalty. My heavenly father, my big brother, praise God, they're royal priesthood. Amen. Praise God, I'm not worthy of that. But I thank God tonight that he made me worthy. He's not ashamed to call me brethren. Amen. Jesus makes intercession for us. I think he says, Father, my brethren, old brother Rex down there, he's struggling a little bit today. Amen. Heavenly Father, Miss Tara, she's having some difficulties today over there in the shop. Said, you know how hard it is to get them women's hair fixed just right. She's struggling. And Father said, you know, I love her so much, I want you to just help her. Amen. Sister Tara, praise God. My brother Rex, amen, praise God. Brother Larry, amen, I need you just, can you see the Lord? I told you the other night, he's interceding for us. He's our advocate for us. He's not taking a vacation. He's not in the Bahamas, sitting on the beach somewhere. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Busy for me and you.
Amen.
Amen. It's time we recognize who he is. It's time we recognize what he's doing. And give him the praise and the glory that he deserves.
Amen.
Praise God, because he's already done that for us. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. Verse 12, he said, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Now this is Jesus, you just think about this Jesus speaking. He said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, now watch this. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, what I'm going to do? He said, I'm just going to put my trust in him. Amen. When Jesus Christ went to Gethsemane, he got on his face and he prayed. He was in flesh just like me and you. His flesh was in turmoil. He had never been here before. He had never seen anguish like this before. He never carried a burden that he was carrying like this before. He had never had to become he that knew no sin, had never known sin before, but he was willing to take it on. But he looked unto his Father, praise God, and he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Sometimes, church, listen to me. Sometimes in the very near future, every one of us come to a place and we're going to have to say, thy will be done, Father. Amen. I've gone as far as I can. I've done all I can do. But God, I just pray that your will would be done that I might give you glory. Amen. And the hard thing is when you have to stick to that. Amen. When it don't go exactly the way we think and maybe go in a different direction, but say, to God be the glory. Amen. Because you'll get glory out of everything. Amen. But he said, and again, I will put my trust in Him. Praise God. It's that trust that we have. See, mankind's trying to do something to earn our salvation. Mankind's trying to do stuff to make ourselves look good and try to get ourselves a clean and white and snowy, amen, so we'll look good. But all we're doing is cleaning up the outside and the un. Hey, praise God. He told the Pharisee, he said, you're just a bunch of whited sepulchers. He said, the inside is full of dead men's bones. Amen. We need to clean up the inside. So how can you do it? By trusting in the Lord. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I want to say this. One of the most miserable words in this world, in a Christian's life, is try. I said the most miserable word in a Christian life is try. We need to eliminate that word from our vocabulary. You say, preacher, you know, we all got to keep trying. No, what we got to do, we need to put implant another word there and put trust. Amen. We need to quit trying and put trust. Amen. Start trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ to make all the difference. Our best efforts when we try, they're little. But praise God, when we start trusting the Lord, amen, it's big. Amen. When we trust the Lord to intervene, to make the difference, to move where He needs to move, to do the things that He needs to do for you and for I, praise God, it changes the whole picture. Jesus here in Hebrews, He's talking. He said, hey, listen. He said, I will declare thy name unto brethren. He goes to verse 13. He said, and again, I will put my trust in Him. I'm going to put my trust in God. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. Amen. Because trying ain't good enough. Amen. How many times have you tried to do something and failed? Hello? How many times have we tried and failed? Let me just say this. I believe there's more souls that's lost today because people trying than anything else. People's trying to be good. People's trying to talk right. People's trying to act. And it's a good thing. But praise God, we cannot try. We cannot be sufficient in ourselves without trusting in the Lord. We have to ask Him for the help, believing. That's what trust is. Asking, believing that God can when we can't. Amen. You know what I'm saying? What the sad picture? Tonight, we've got family members, lost loved ones in our families or homes or brothers, sisters, children. Amen. It's lost and going to go to hell because we keep trying to do right, trying to be a witness, trying to live right, trying to look right. Praise God, we can't do it by ourselves. We have to realize that, like, listen, I'm going to have to trust the Lord. I'm going to have to trust Jesus. I'm going to have to trust God, my Father. Amen. I'm going to have to cry out to Him because He knows where I slack. He knows where I need help. Praise God. Hey, I don't know what I need, but He does. A while back, I come to myself. You ever have one of them come to yourself moments? Well, maybe you should. Come to yourself. Kind of like that prodigals down there in the hog pen. Sorry, the hig pen. Okay. That prodigal, he's down there at the hog pen. He's feeding the swine, amen, because he thought that's what he's doing. He was trying by his ability to do what he could. But you know what happened, Brother Rex? He got down there and got, hey, praise God, something got a hold of his heart. Something got a hold inside of it. He said, you know what? In my Father's house, the servants have got it better than I am. I'm tired of trying to do this by myself. I'm tired of trying to go in the way that I want to go. Praise God, I'm just going to throw down the pail, jump rail, go back down the trail, praise God, and just trust my Father. Amen. You know what he got? I got to think about that. You know what? He got there and got thinking, Brother Bill. All those things that was back in the Father's house. His Father had everything sewed up pretty good. So he told him, he said, well, just give me my part of the inheritance and I'll go my way. Amen. So the Father divided his living. Amen. I believe that old boy got down there and he said, you know what? If I just take it, it seems like he knows what he was doing. You know, I never seen him in these circumstances. He never got in these situations. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because I believe that father, prodigal's father, praise God, he was trusting on the one that he knew could take care of the situation. That's why he was doing good. That's why he was prosperous, praise God. And if we're going to prosper in this world we live, we're going to have to trust the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says if you don't trust the Lord, do it in faith. He said you can work till your fingers go into, till you work your fingers to the bone. It's like putting in a sack with holes in it. Just falls through the bottom. How many people, listen to me, how many people do we know today, do we know today personally that that's their life? I mean, they work and they work, a lot of good people. And they work and work and try to have, but it just seems like their bag's got a hole in it. And it just runs out. The money runs out before the month runs out. Amen. But Jesus said, seek first kingdom God, His righteousness, all these things, everything you need, praise God, will be added unto you. Amen. So what was He saying? He said, well, just do the best you can. Just keep trying. No! He was saying, just keep trusting. Amen. And then it's all said and done. Praise God. He said, the righteous not be forsaken, nor his seed of begging bread. He said, I'll fill her up. Praise God. I'll push her down. I'll heap it up to run it over. Glory to God. Just to show you that I can. Amen. What we're doing tonight, church, we ought to put God to the test. Just come with a full, humble heart and say, God, here I am. I haven't trusted you like I should, like I know I ought to. But Lord, I want to do it tonight. I'm trusting you to meet every need, to touch my heart, my body, the inward part of me. Glory to God. For your glory, so I can shout and praise, give you all the praise you deserve. Wait a minute. James said, if we'll submit ourselves unto God and resist the devil, He'd flee from us. It's almost like God knew what He was talking about. Amen. Praise God. He said, you just have to quit trying and start trusting. Amen. God can do the rest. So we need to replace that word try with the word trust. Tried and failed. How many times you can't, listen, I've learned a long time ago. I'm a little dense between my years. But I learned a long time ago, you going down the same road and you have a certain thing happens. Praise God, sometimes you've got to change roads. Amen. If you keep going down the same path, you just have the same result. In order to get a different result, you've got to go in a different direction. Amen. Gotta take out that word try and put in trust. Amen. That's what Job told us. Amen. What did Job said, though he slay me. Let me read that to you. Let me read Job chapter 13 so I don't mess it up. Job chapter 13 verse 15. Job says this. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before Him. Amen. He said, I'm going to take... You know what He said? He said, though He slay me, if God decides to kill me, but then if God decides to take me out of here, if God gives me cancer tomorrow, and they say, yeah, it's uncurable, it ain't no use to do nothing, you're going to die. Amen. I'll say, though He slay me, praise God, I'm going to trust Him. Amen. That's hard. You say, preacher, I don't know. I mean, I know. Amen. Hey, He's got eternity sewed up. Hey, I'm just passing through here. I'm a pilgrim and a sojourner. Amen. This is not my home. I'm headed for glory. Praise God. Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. But I will maintain mine own ways before Him. Amen. You know what He's saying? He said, I'm going to pay attention how I live. Because I'm going to trust Him. I don't want Him to be displeased with me. I want my God to look down on me all the days of my life and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You say, how do you do that, Pastor Jeff? By trusting in the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, I know this. Listen, I think about this day. This ain't popular preaching. Amen. This is not popular preaching. They don't preach this in the big uptown churches because they want you to come in and feel warm and fuzzy. They want you to feel good about yourself. They want you to think if you just try a little bit, you know, maybe show up on Sunday every now and then and put a little money in the play or put a lot of money in the play. Hey, man, they don't really care if you show up, just so you put money in the play. Everything's going to be good. Amen. I want to say, hey, if we're not trusting the Lord, ain't nothing going to be good. Amen. Now, I love you. I'll just be straight up with you. You know, how do you know, preacher? Because I've been there and done that, Brother Bill. Amen. I've tried till my triers wore out. Amen. And I ain't accomplished a thing. But praise God, my God. When I put my trust and faith in Him, when I have a need, praise God, He's always come through for me. Every time. Every situation. Amen. Not always the way I was thinking. Because God's thinking's bigger than mine. If it wasn't, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. I can't bring Him down to where I am. That's what Job said. He said, listen, so I'm going to maintain a work and a walk before Him. Verse 16 says, he goes on, says, Job says, He also shall be my salvation. Amen. Did you see what he did? He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He said, I'm going to maintain mine own ways before him. So I'm going to pay attention to the way I act, the way I live. Because I know God's a-watching. Amen. He's peeking through eternity, praise God, right into your heart. Oh, me. Bad enough if he was just peeking in my bedroom window, peeking into the house where I live. I want to say he does. He peeks right into the house where you live, right into your heart. Even dividing asunder soul and the spirit. Amen. He knows where you're living. And he knows why you're living there. Amen. Glory. I like it, don't you? Somebody ought to just jump up and say, glory to God. Thank you, God. What about somebody, the God of heaven who loves you enough to watch over you, to keep an eye on you, to know that you're apt to mess up and you're apt to need help, but praise God, He's there to watch you. He sees you. Amen. All these people in the world today, and I'm trying to hurry. All these people in the world today, and they're trying to pacify this world. And they're going through this world right now, and they're trying to be satisfied with the things that they have. Amen. And they ain't nobody satisfied with nothing. Amen. Everybody wants everything. And everybody wants, and these millennials, these youngins, they want everything they want right now. Amen. 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 Don't get quiet on me now. That's what they want. They want what mom and daddy's worth for, mama and papa's worth all their life. They want it right now. They want somebody to give it to them. Amen. Amen. Don't want to work for it. Don't want to try to have anything. They won't trust in the Lord for it. But they want somebody to hand it to them. Amen. 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 It's our fault we raised them that way. Amen. Oh, me. But he said, but Job said, praise God, hey, I'm going to walk, I'm going to do right, praise God, I'm going to trust. The Lord is my salvation. He's my Savior. Praise God. When it's all said and done, praise God, it's in the Lord's hands, not mine. And I walk right, talk right, live right, act right, praise God, do the things I can, trust in the Lord. And he takes it. He said, he also shall be my salvation. For an hypocrite shall not come before him. He said, he ain't real crazy about hypocritical worship. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what's hypocritical worship? People that come to the house of God on Sunday? Or they put up a big front in front of church people? Or the preacher when he comes by? But the rest of their week, the rest of their time, amen, they live like the devil. Chase after the world, do the things of the world, say the things of the world, act like the world, act like the things of the world. But he said, a hypocrite won't come before God. Amen. He'd go on, he'd say, hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold now, I have ordered my cause and I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Amen. Job says, glory be to God. He said, I'm going to trust the Lord with every fiber of my being. I know He's my salvation. I'm going to trust in Him, amen, as my salvation. And he said, I can't be quiet about it. I'm just going to have to tell it, amen. I trust the Lord. I believe on the Lord. Praise God, because He is my Savior.
Amen.
Amen. He said, if I was to be quiet. Now it's amazing because Job has sat here for days, not said a word. Sat there and sat in sackcloth and ashes and with a piece of broken pottery and scraping those boils, those sores all over his body. Not said a word. But praise God, he says, now listen. He said, he's a God that I'm a trust in Him. He's the Savior, praise God, of everything. My body, my soul, and my spirit, the three fibers and essences of a man. Praise God, he said, He's my God. He said, I've got to tell somebody. I just say, I know I got a vivid imagination. Brother, I can just see Him. I can just see Him as He jumps up and He shakes the dust off. And he says, glory be to God. Amen. He said, hey, I'm trusting in the Lord. Hey, you may be come here to down me. You may be come put me down. But I'm just trusting in the Lord. Amen. He said, I'm not trying to be anything I ain't. He said, I'm just putting my faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. He said, that's what I'm doing. He said, I'm going to maintain myself, keep going, but keep trusting in the Lord. You say, preacher, what's the answer? What's the answer for our problem? What's the answer in our lives? Our answer is, I will trust Him, and I'll trust Him right now. Do you get that? I think a lot of our mentality, we go, well, I'm going to trust the Lord someday. You young people, listen. Don't trust the Lord tomorrow. Trust the Lord today. Believe on Him. Trust Him today. Ask Him to help you. Rely on Him for everything you need. That's what believing is. Amen. It's trusting, relying, and adhering to Him. Listen to Him when He speaks. Listen for Him to speak. And then move, praise God, as He unctions you to move. Pastor Jeff, listen, I'll tell you this. I'll give you a piece of advice that'll help you. It'll give you a good life now and in the future. If we'll just learn to trust the Lord right now. You say, well, preacher, I trust the Lord. I want to say, listen to me. There's nobody that's ever trusted in the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, that's ever went to hell. Amen? You say, well, why do we need to trust the Lord? Because He'll keep you out of hell. Amen? If we'll trust in Him, never been anybody that trusted in the Lord that ended up in hell. Amen? So having said that, I want to say, let's go back to our text. John chapter number 5. John chapter number 5. Praise God. Amen. Now he said in order to trust the Lord, in order to trust in the Lord, he said these things that we've got to do. Now I'm preaching tonight if we could only believe. You said, well, preacher, I believe. I'm a believer, are you? Are you a believer? What if I could tell you tonight, I could prove to you that you may not be a believer. Now, preacher, you're trying to confuse us now. Now, I just want you to know on whom you believe. Who are you trusting tonight? The Lord says in John chapter 5, and he smacked me upside the head with this the other day. Amen. I had somebody who was talking to me, said, well, you know, I think I'm saved. I said, you can't think, you need to know. I said, it's a know-soul salvation that you believe and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. See, sometimes we think of Him right as the Lord part. Yeah, I believe that He come and He, you know, lived and He died on Calvary. But we don't believe Him as the Savior part. That He come to seek and to save that was lost. He come to save us. Come to save humanity. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see here in the text in John 5, 24, Jesus says, verily, verily, in other words, a surety, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. Amen. Yes, let me ask you a question. Do you believe the word?
Amen.
Do you really believe the word?
Amen.
This red right here, you believe this is the voice of Jesus speaking?
Amen.
Amen. He's the one talking. So you say, preacher, well, I believe the Bible, right?
Amen.
We believe, you believe the Bible? Amen. Praise the Lord. Then you believe Jesus. Amen. He said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. Let me ask you another question. Do you believe that God sent Jesus to save sinners?
Amen.
How many believe that? How many believe that? Raise it high. Don't be ashamed of it. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Amen. You believe that God sent His Son to die for you. Raise your hand real high. Now raise the other one.
Amen.
Amen. Don't that feel good? Now just shake them a little bit. Woo! Amen. Glory to God. Now you practice that next Sunday. Amen. If the Lord unks your heart, just go, woo! It'd be all right. You've done practice. Hey, everybody in here has already seen you do that. Amen. You say, but yeah, I'm just the next Sunday, praise God, I'm just going to trust the Lord. Woo, glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we believe the Bible, believe it's the Word of God. We believe that we hear the Word. The Word is what we hear. We believe that God sent His Son to die for us. Amen. And He said, hath everlasting life. Do you believe that you have everlasting life? I said, do you believe that you have everlasting life?
Amen.
How many believe you have everlasting life? Amen. Praise God. If we could only believe that. Amen. But there's a whole lot of world today, Brother Junior, when you ask them that question, well, they'll say, well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Well, preacher, I don't really know. You know what they're doing? Brother Rick. They're taking your Bible and they're taking this verse, John chapter 5 and verse 24, and they're taking it where it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, and we're believing that and we're not believing the rest. Who are we to take away from the Word of God? Amen. Why, you know why we're so discouraged today? Because we don't believe God. Amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? People that would say, well, preacher, I don't know what you're doing. You're saying, well, I'm an unbeliever. Amen. I don't believe God. But God said, Jesus, He said, he who believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life. That's past tense. Said, if we hear the Word and we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we have everlasting life. Don't let the devil in the flesh take that away from you. Amen. Praise God. Stand up and claim it from the rooftop. Trust in it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Trust it. God said it. We can trust it, young'uns. Praise God. For His glory. Amen. Somebody says, are you saved? Say, glory to God. Yes. Said, I have everlasting life. How do you know? Because Jesus said so.
Amen.
He said, if I believe this blessed old King James Bible, and I believe that God the Father sent the Son to die for me, praise God, I have everlasting life. Brother Kevin, just shout it and claim it, praise God.
Amen.
What are you saying, preacher? If we can only believe, we can trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. It makes all the difference. It takes away that doubt. Then we can know that we have everlasting life. Jesus makes this statement. Amen. He said, He hath. Those that believe it, say, He has sent me, believe on Him that sent me, hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen. Praise God. Lord, so I trust and believe in the Lord. Praise God. I'm alive. I'm alive forevermore. Amen. But you know what? If we ain't careful, as Christians, we look like dead Christians. Amen. That's what's happening in a lot of churches. They're dead churches. They're dead and dried up. Because they don't believe on the Lord. They don't put their trust in Him. They're still trying. Churches all around here are still trying. People in the pews are still trying. Amen. They're trying and they're failing. And they're trying and they're failing. And they're trying and they're failing. But praise God, it's time to quit trying and start trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Trust in Him that He makes all the difference. Amen. Praise God. Do you trust Him today? Do you believe on the Lord? If we could only believe. And if we don't believe, we could receive all the goodness God's got for us. Amen. Bountiful. bountiful supply from the portals of glory. Amen. But we have to believe. In order to believe, we have to trust the Lord. That this, you say, preacher, what does that mean? That means that this, we believe that this is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. It's basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen. It's our roadmap and our guide. It's our direction book. Amen. I can't do it by myself. But praise God, if I trust in the Lord, I trust this book. I trust the God of the book. I trust the Savior of the book. I trust the Spirit of the book. You see what I'm saying? See how this thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger? Hey man, it's about bigger than I am. Praise God, he's about to overflow me here lately. I'm just getting so full, praise God. I'm just running over all time. Amen. That's all right. I'm a liking it. But young'uns, if we could only believe, you and me, us, if we could only believe, trust in the Lord, everything's going to be all right. Because God Almighty's promised He'd take care of you just like He takes care of me.